Hello, folks. It's Henry Epp, and it's time for North American Psychotherapy. Welcome for another episode. Hope some of you are listening out there. I know the power went out this weekend at Hampshire College, and it's led me to have a pretty hectic last couple days, and especially today has been a little insane. So I apologize. I feel like out of breath a little bit right now. I've been running around and haven't really stopped moving all day. I was at an internship today and then went right from that to a meeting and then right from that meeting to right here, right now, sitting in front of the microphone in the yurt talking to you. So welcome, 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 welcome to North American Psychotherapy. I'm glad I could be here. I'm glad you could be here. I still feel like I need to kind of like get my head together and before I start talking to you guys about stuff. But if you have any requests for songs you would like to hear, please send them to me, napshow@gmail.com, napshow@gmail.com, or get on the Facebook, go to North American Psychotherapy. You can search it in that little search bar and post something on the wall or something, you know. Let me know you're out there, and let me know what you want to hear. I'm going to figure out right now what you're about to hear, and I don't even know what that is yet. Normally I prepare a playlist for the show and, you know, figure out how I'm going to do everything. And today, in the last couple days, with the power outage at Hampshire, I've had no time to do that, so I'm winging it tonight. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Excuse me, I'm winging it absolutely. Wing it with me. It'll be fun. Here's a little bit of the Suburbs, a wonderful band from the town of Minneapolis. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
and I'll blow your way. One false move and I'll blow your way. I don't care, as long as the bass line's coming, drum line bang away. Make one move and I'll blow your way. One false move and I'll blow your way.
Yo, I don't really know, but somebody said that the OG flow, it can fuck with your head, and the police know that the green, black, and red too strong to control. They study what I said, dig it. My name is V, and when I'm on a mic, I'm known to spit something that these MCs hate. I couldn't care less what you feel, what you say, cause I gotta put a ticket in my own special way. I'm a monster, you know I'm certified sick. I came from the corner where nobody got shit. Took the cards I was dealt, turned it in a hot spit. Now I'm not only a passenger, I'm in the cockpit. Been a long time coming, I was caught in a scramble of cats, trying to do the same thing that they man do. Eagles born to fly, rivers made to ramble. A dangerous mind, I'm a prime example.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
Super fans wanna run up on me, sparking a brown up. You need to fall back, could be knocks around us. You in a hot area for marching powder. If you hold it, chowder, just walk without it. Them real crook brothers don't talk about it. They never make a move till they thaw shit out, kid. I knew a lot of men who did bits for mayhem. They made a lot of money, they money never made them. The game of survival is filled with rivals. Knives and 4-5 slugs flying in spirals. The wicked is diseased and it ain't all viral. Could be greed and gluttony bubbling inside you, dog. Follow your pride, the river will guide you. Yo, follow the guys, the niggas will rob you. And have you up in something that don't really involve you. But you don't give a fuck, you wanna pump the volume, I know.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
The face kind jumping, the game looking sweeter than the baseline bumping. Don't come around these spots and waste time fronting. Them trick ass marks to get the 8-5 dumping. It ain't really about nothing. Philly just love cutting. They shut shit down before the law starts shutting. Get your route right, cousin. Be out night club and relax. I wanna get lights out the night, brother. Perhaps it's the percussion that keeps shit kinetic. For some it ain't, it's been more sweet. The street credit, some cats to play dirty didn't live to regret it. But move to the music, you can live through the record. I'm a Philly boss player, a dope rhyme sayer. It's black ink back, getting cake by the layer, by the stack. Coming at us, get your weight right, yeah. If not, you making a mistake right there, for real.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
All right. Hello, folks. It's North American Psychotherapy time. I'm Henry Epp, and you've been listening to my show. That was just The Roots with the great song I Don't Care. And before that was The Suburbs with a live version of Rattle My Bones. Also a great song, in my opinion. Welcome. It's Wednesday night, November 2nd. It's November, you guys. Isn't that crazy? I'm having a good time. I hope you guys are having a good time as well. Stuff's going on. Tell me how you're doing. You can look me up on Facebook or, do all kinds of stuff. You can do so much stuff. You can email me at napshow@gmail.com. You could call the studio here, the yurt itself. And that off-campus number to call in here is 413-559-2330, I believe. Yes, try that out. 413-559-2330.
I don't think I can put you on the air. I've never had success trying to do that. But I can certainly talk to you one-on-one. And if you have a song suggestion, I would greatly appreciate that. I hope you guys are all recovering okay if you're out in the western New England area. And if you're not and you don't know what's been going on here, it's been a little crazy the last couple of days. So on Saturday night, the day after Hampshire Halloween, which was great, by the way, cold, but I think it was my fourth Hampshire Halloween at Hampshire, and I think it was probably the best one, possibly the best one of all 4 years here. I just finally felt comfortable in having a good Halloween and not trying not to, at least, for the most part, succeeding in this, and not building things up too much and not, you know, making it too big of a deal to you know, take part in Halloween, which after all, is just one big crazy Friday night, and it happens to have a lot of live music, and people build it up at Hampshire Halloween to be this big thing. Someone is calling me on the phone, so I will take that call, but while I'm taking that call, I'm going to play a new Tom Waits song, and this is Bad As Me. It's your radio.
You're the head on the spear, you're the nail on the cross, you're the fly in my beer, you're the key that got lost. You're the letter from Jesus on the bathroom wall, your mother superior with only a bra. You're the same, you're the same, you're the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me. I'm the head on the bed, I'm the coffee instead. I'm the fish that could bait, I'm the detective of late. I'm the blood on the floor, the thunder and the roar. I'm the boat that won't sink, I just won't sleep a wink. You're the same kind of bad as me.
Would you say? Well, that's good enough for me.
You're the wreath that caught fire, you're the priest of the choir. You bite down on the sheet, but your teeth have been wired. You skid in the rain, you're trying to shift. You're grinding the gears, you're trying to shift. And you're the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me. She's the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me.
They told me you were no good. I know you take care of all my needs. You're the same kind of bad as me.
I'm the mattress in the back, I'm the old gunny sack. I'm the one with the gun, most likely to run. I'm the car in the weeds, if you cut me, I'll bleed. You're the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me.
Stand, there's a cross for you to bear. so alive. Stand all the things you want are real. You have you to complete, and there is no deal. A midget standing tall, and the giant beside him about to fall.
Hello, everyone, again. That was, of course, Sly and the Family Stone with Stand. And before that was the new Tom Waits, Bad as Me. And that's a great song. I have yet to have time to listen to that whole album in its entirety. And that's really upsetting to me. But hopefully, you know, I'll get past the, like, two or three songs off of it that I've listened to and sit down and have some time to play the whole thing through. Because Tom Waits is pretty cool, I think. Pretty intense. You got to be in the right mood to listen to Tom Waits. It's not like it can just, like, turn on Tom Waits at any time of the day. You know, it might be you just can't deal with that gravelly, crazy voice and sad songs and stories about crazy stuff all the time, you know. It's got to be, you got to be in the right mood. You got to be in a kind of a grungy, grimy, wily mood to listen to some Tom Waits, which you know, I think all of us are in that mood at some point or another. I hope you're all in that mood. Hope you're all recovering well from the snowstorm. I was telling the story of the snowstorm, if anyone's out there that isn't at Hampshire. On Saturday it snowed, I want to say like 8 inches, maybe 6 inches of heavy, wet snow. This is the day after Hampshire Halloween, heavy, wet snow all over Hampshire and all over Western New England. And it was really so early in the year. And then since like some of the trees still have leaves on them, since it was such heavy stuff, just branches started breaking everywhere on Saturday night. Transformers, not the Michael Bay movie or, you know, cartoon 80s thing, like the Transformers that, you know, make power and electricity happen, started like blowing up everywhere, from this heavy snow, I guess. I don't really know how it works. But suddenly, on Saturday night, the power went out at Hampshire College and all over the area, and is still out, in lots and lots of places. Thousands of people in Western New England particularly, are without power still. And some places, such as certain metropolitan areas, especially including Hartford and Springfield, I found out today are still without power, and Hartford and Springfield in particular probably will not have power back until Saturday or Sunday. So hope everyone in those areas are staying warm somehow. But Hampshire was evacuated on Sunday afternoon. I woke up and kind of slept in, and it was really nice Saturday night. You know, like the first night, I was like, oh, it's dark. We can't use our cell phones, can't use computers, you know, and no lights or anything. So we cooked some rice and beans in my kitchen and late at night, and kind of just sat around for a little bit, and that was really nice. And woke up the next morning and I cooked some really good potatoes. You know, all our food was about to go bad. That was the main thing I was worried about, was food going bad. Otherwise, it was pretty fun. And then Sunday afternoon, the housing staff at Hampshire started coming around to each mod and telling everyone that they were being evacuated, that we had to leave the campus because I think especially for people in the dorms, you know, who are reliant on dining services here at Hampshire, where all the food was going bad, they had to get them out. So about a third of the Hampshire student population went to Mount Holyoke, and I believe slept in a cafeteria or a gym of some kind on cots and such. I escaped with five other friends to a friend's house in Gloucester, Massachusetts. And that was an adventure of an entirely different kind, because Gloucester's a nice town. But this was the second time I've been in Gloucester, and I still don't get it. And maybe if I return there someday, I'll get it a little more. But it was very perplexing this weekend. So last night we finally got the word that power was coming back on, and that students were allowed back on campus this morning at 7 a.m., but we ended up driving back in the evening, and that worked out great. And then I spent the entire day at WFCR, New England Public Radio, at an internship because they wanted me in right away because they had a lot of news to get out and information to get out for people that are still without power. So that's been my day. If you've got some crazy stories of the power outage, I'd love to hear them. I'm also, I'll say this one more thing and then I'll get to some music, because I've got at least one request in from my friend Andrew, who may or may not have spaghetti for me when I get back to our mod. So I'll play his request in a little bit. But what was I saying? Oh, yes, the produced version of this show, the fancy Div 3 produced version, is hopefully happening next week, a week from tonight, 8 o'clock. Eastern Time, North American Psychotherapy. I'm going to have a script together, have a cool produced piece about Occupy Wall Street. I'm still looking for a couple more stories about rebellion. So if you're at Hampshire and you have a free moment this weekend and you've got a funny or touching or anything story relating to rebellion of any kind, please let me know. Napshow, NAPSHOW at gmail.com or HIE08 at hampshire.edu. Email me and we'll set it up. It'll be great. But yes, that's my goal, is for that to happen next week. Things got a little screwed up because of the snow and whatnot, and I had planned to get a lot of work on that done in the last couple of days, which I was not able to get done. But hopefully, that'll happen and it'll be great. So, stay posted on that. Please let me know if you have a story. I'd love to get a couple more voices in on this. I've got plenty of stuff of my own, and you know, I'm sure you're listening to my voice right now, and if you wanted to, you could listen to my voice for an entire hour, and me talking about rebellion and whatnot. But, I think it would be a lot, more exciting if there were a couple more people in it. So yeah, gonna get back to the music right now. I'll stop talking. I feel like I had more to say. I don't know what it was. I'm gonna play like two songs and then we'll figure out what else I had to say. Thanks for listening.
Baby, I'm running. board. Yeah, I love my Lenny, she's long and lean. You mess with her, you see a man get mean. She my sweet little thing. She my pride and joy. She my sweet little baby. I'm my little lover boy.
Stevie Ray Vaughan with Pride and Joy. And before that, it was George Michael. I'm not even going to say the name of the song. He probably figured it out. Got a couple requests coming on here and going to figure them out in a moment. Trying to do like four things at once, as is the normal way of mode of operation here at the show. I got a email in the Nap Show Gmail inbox from someone named MusicDude4041. And this is what the email says. It says, "Hello, Henry. I have several questions for you. First of all, are you an actual psychotherapist? Answer, no. If the answer to this question is yes, then I have several follow-up questions." Well, since the answer is no, I guess technically I shouldn't read the follow-up questions, but because I think they're good follow-up questions, and I already did read them and broke all of the rules of psychotherapy and now can never be a psychotherapist ever in my life, I'm going to read them anyway on the air. So here we go. Second, I was wondering if you had an opinion on the recent news story about Justin Bieber's alleged love child. Do you think it is his? What are the implications for America's youth if one of their most beloved idols also turns out to be a teenage parent? Do you think he and Bristol Palin would start a book club? Do you think the baby would have his eyes? I look forward to hearing your answer. You answer any and all of these questions. I trust your judgment and hopefully can approach you for financial advice in the future. Lovingly, Bertram." Okay, Bertram. Well, first of all, I don't know if you know what a psychotherapist is, but they do not give financial advice, so you might want to look elsewhere for that. In terms of the Bieber, the Biebs, that surprises me. I did not know about this news story. I did not know that he has an alleged love child. Secondly, I think it's weird that he, just imagining Justin Bieber like being able to be a parent, not a parent, a a parent of a child, because in my mind, at least, he's like 12. And I guess you could technically have a child at 12. I don't know. Okay, it's just weird. All right, it's that's just boggles my mind that he could be the father of someone. Much as it boggles my mind that I could ever be a father of someone, especially right now, because that would be horrifying. So I hope it's not true. For the sake of Bieber, for the sake of whoever is the potential mother of this child, for the sake of America, I think it would really be harmful to his fans, and would... Could, you know, it, okay, I feel like this happens all the time. I feel like people just, like, teenagers, like Bristol Palin, the Bertram brings up Bristol Palin. And Bristol Palin, I don't know if you know, wrote a book. She wrote a memoir. She's my age. She's 20. And she wrote a memoir. And that's just awful. That's just weird. That should not be. Okay, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he would write a great book, and I'm guessing there's already like a Justin Bieber book out there somewhere. And it's probably awful and, you know, written by a ghostwriter. As would his, you know, parental advice book be, or whatever it would have, I don't know. Yeah, I think if it's true, it would kind of be hilarious because the American public loves laughing at the suffering of the rich and famous. So, you know, it would be, you know, it would be a lot, it would be some great fodder for late night comedians, say, or, you know, like Saturday Night Live or other people that do cultural humor. But for Bieber's sake, for the sake of the Biebs, people, for the sake of the Biebs, let us hope and pray that he does not have a child ever, ever. I'm sure it would have his eyes, and I'm sure it would be darling and cute and whatever, but please, let's hope that Bieber never procreates, let alone at the tender age of 18 or whatever the hell he is right now. I'm going to play a song that was sent to me in a file in my email, and this is a song that's by a Hampshire... staff member, actually, and his band. So enjoy this. It'll be interesting. And I see. Wow. Okay. Never mind. Sorry. Just listen to it. I'll come back.
I want you to be my only one. Honey in my tea, my rising sun. The sweetest song has just begun, and it's you, my only one. I want you right by my side. Hold me close all through the night. My lullaby, my candlelight, it's you by my side. If I'm tired of feeling blue, I'll find a smile when I see you. I want you to come with me. I'll be my love, babe, and set me free. My shining star, my shady tree, it's you. Come with me. If I'm sad or feeling down, I'll see your face and come around. be my love, my only one. Hold me close, be my rising sun. Sweetest day has just begun, and it's you, my only one, my only one.
Now here we come to my... Thank you.
That was the amazing, crazy, talented, crazy, crazy Martin Ehrlich. And that was, hold on. Oh, crap. I think it was called Julian's Song or something like that. I lost it. I'm sorry. I have been so scattered today on this radio show. But I hope you've all had a fun time listening. I've had a fun time being here. I've just been throwing a lot of things from our audience, which is great. Thank you for throwing stuff at me. Throwing emails and songs and commentary and phone calls and all kinds of things. I got a phone call while I was playing those things about the little Justin Bieber rant that I just went on from a certain someone saying that Justin Bieber has every right to have a child. And that's true. That's absolutely true. Justin Bieber, it's his choice to have a child. Who am I to say that he can't have a child? I can't stop him from having a child. And he's not 12. I said he was 12. When in fact, I think he's like 18 or something, which is weird. But, okay, no, it's not weird. He has every right to be 18. I don't know. I just hope that when he has a child, I said he should never have a child in his life. That's not true. You know, hopefully someday he can have a child and he can be a good, strong mentor and parental figure to this child. And if this child happens to be born in, the next year or in sometime like 20 years from now, whatever. It'll happen when it happens. And Justin, Biebs, oh Biebs, I just hope for your sake that you procreate at your own discretion at the right time and place and with the right person of your choosing. So best of luck, Biebs. I hope your child rearing days happen whenever you want them to. Okay. I got one more email during that little set. Oh, by the way, the song before that was by the wonderful and crazy also, Larry Berger. And that was emailed by Jessica. Thank you, Jessica. And I got an email from Gabe. And it says, "Hey man, do you have any detergent I can borrow?" Oh, the subject of the thing is of the email. The thing. The email. The subject of the email is laundry from Gabe. How appropriate, Gabe. "Hey man, do you have any detergent I can borrow? Thanks. Is that pizza?" Okay, first of all, Gabe, no, I don't have any detergent. I actually ran out, and I just remembered that. And now I'm kind of pissed that I just remembered that and that you reminded me, because I really need to do laundry. The snowstorm really messed up my laundry schedule. I have zero clean clothes at the moment. And is that pizza? I don't know. Is it? Gabe, try it. Eat it. Put it in your mouth. See what happens. That is my advice to you, Gabe. Who has a last name also, but maybe it's mean. If you're listening to the show, you probably know who this Gabe is, especially because his email is about laundry. Gabe, you better not take up all the washers in Enfield, because I really need to do my laundry. Oh, I'm getting a text. Oh, Jessica says, "I have detergent." So, Jessica, could I borrow some detergent? That'd be awesome. And maybe could Gabe borrow some detergent too? I feel like now I'm like the matchmaker or something. I should play some, oh man, I should play some, what's it called? Fiddler on the Roof. The next show hasn't shown up yet. The people that do the next show, it's 9:01 Wednesday, 9:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going overtime. I'm going over a little overtime today. I feel like, I want to. Feel like this is something I'm going to do. I want to play a few more songs. And if people come in here and kick me out, then I'll say to you right now, thank you for listening. You're all wonderful. Oh, shoot, I'm getting another text. Fiddler. All right, I'll play some Fiddler on the Roof. Some matchmaking will be had here in a moment. But first, I haven't played a cover yet today. You guys, this is a big deal. I haven't played a cover yet. So I have to play a cover purportedly by the Buena Vista Social Club. Here it is.
One for me.
And then after her, one for me.
So, Yenta, bring someone.
Yenta, Yenta, Yenta.
Well, somebody has to arrange the matches. Well,
she might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
Or Papa, make him a scholar.
Or Mama, make him rich as a king.
For me, well, I wouldn't holler if he were as handsome as anything. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a fine, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone, so find me a match of my own.
Since when are you interested in a match, Chava? I thought you just had your eye on your books. And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We only have one rabbi. And he only has one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right.
Huddle! Oh, Huddle! Have I made a match for you? He's handsome. He's young. All right, he's 62. But he's a nice man, a good catch. True? True. I promise you'll be happy. And even if you're not, there's more to life than that.
Don't ask me what.
Rabba! I found him! Will you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall! That is, from side to side, but he's a nice man, a good catch, right? Right! You heard he has a temper! He'll beat you every night, but only when he's sober! So you're all right!
Did you think you'd get a prince?
Well, I'll find the best I can!
With no dowry, no money, no family background, be glad you got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good.
Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you were also a bride. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that I'm terrified.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl can get burned.
So bring me no ring, groom me no groom. Find me no find, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless man.
Okay. That was Matchmaker, of course, from Fiddler on the Roof. And the match has been made. Gabe, give me your detergent. No, wait. Other way around. Jessica, give Gabe your detergent and some... Okay, whatever. Anyways, we'll figure that out. I'm going to go pretty soon, but I thought I'd play maybe a few more songs. If you've got any requests, let me know in the next, like, 2 minutes, and I'll play them. I'm going overtime today. Woo! It's fun. I hope you guys have had a good time. I'm sorry it's been so bonkers here today. I feel bonkers anyway. I don't know about any of you. I'm just bonkers as all get out. Next week is going to be not bonkers. There's going to be a script. There's going to be some produced radio pieces. So if you want to tune in next week for an entirely kind of different feeling kind of radio show, do it. The theme will be rebellion. There will be some stories to be told, some things to think about and talk about, and a little music here and there. It'll be good. I think it'll be really good. Real good. And oh, plugs. I have some plugs to make. One, Friday night, I believe at, I don't know what time it's at. Maybe it's like at 11. I want to say it's at 11. I can't imagine this band playing any earlier than that. Cave Dweller, a side project of certain members of the Stimulus Package who recently played Halloween. Cave Dweller's playing, I believe, in Donut 3, Donut 2 maybe? I think Donut 3. I'm not sure what they said now. One of the donuts, Greenwich Donuts in Enfield, at 11 o'clock, I'm going to say. I may just be plugging. This is a hopeless plug. That may all be the wrong information. But it's Friday night, Hampshire College, somewhere on campus, at some time. Not anywhere. In Greenwich. In the middle of one of the donuts, either two or three, will be Cave Dweller rocking your socks off. It'll be great. Also, on Friday night, I believe it's at 8 p.m. Could be wrong about that, too. I should check all these things before I try to plug them. There is a show, a comedy stand-up show. It's a headliner's show, so there's going to be headlining sets from Byron Filler, Jonah Pollock, Max Rosenthal, and Aaron LaRoche. We'll all be doing slightly longer sets, maybe a little bit more rehearsed, practiced, you know, the really good material. They're all doing comedy things as various parts of their studies, so it should be good. And I will be hosting that and doing little MC bits or something in between. Don't know what that'll be yet, but hopefully it'll be fun. And then on Saturday night, there's an improv show, the Natural Disaster Club, in the Tavern at 8 p.m., I believe. Will be, wait, or is it 7? Crap. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm getting all the times wrong. Okay, anyways, Saturday night, there's a Natural Disaster Club, is that what it's called? Yeah, improv show. And I will also be a part of that, even though I'm not part of the improv troupe. Myself and Max Rosenthal will be hosting it. It's a movie-themed show, and there will be some requests, but there will be a little bit more long-form improv than they normally do. And I think I got a little preview of it this evening. I think it's going to be really funny. So check that out. Check out all of those shows this weekend. So much going on. Holy crap. Okay, I'm going to play like one more song, I think. And I'm not sure what it's going to be. I don't know yet. I'm trying to figure that out at this moment. If you want to like text me right now and tell me a song to play, that would be cool. Or else I'm just going to play something. Who knows what it's going to be. But thank you all for tuning in. It's been a lovely night. I hope you are all settling back into Hampshire, you know, as you should after, an evacuation. How do you settle back? You know, it's like, this is one of those, like the one time of something happening where it's like completely unexpected, you know, like every year that I've been here, it's basically the same schedule, you know, of vacations and breaks and, you know, special events. But this one really was out of the ordinary. So happy, like almost a week off of school. Yeah. Wow. What a time. This will go down in the history books, folks. You were all here to witness it. If you are in fact here at Hampshire. Oh my gosh. What am I going to play? I'm just talking into a microphone now. Do you guys like talking into microphones? I love talking into microphones. I think it's really fun. It's satisfying kind of, I don't know. I can just say whatever I want and it comes back into my ears. It's like a tunnel. It's like a, I don't know how, what, oh my gosh. It's been a long day, you guys. It's been a really long day. I'm going to play, oh my gosh, what am I going to play? Jeez, I can't decide. Wow. All right. This is a terrible like primer for a song. I'm going to play something upbeat, I think. Hold on. All right, hold on. I'm going to look it up on the YouTubes. I'm going to play something. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Here we go. This will be what we go out on. This is a great song. So here we go. Good night. Night, but